Hey, you calling HPO? This is Angela. How can I help you?
Hi, good evening. My name's Jose. I have a order number when you're ready.
Okay, I could hear some of that. Sounds like you said your name was Jay and you have an order number?
Jose, and Jose, I have an order number.
Jose, yeah, I couldn't hear you. Okay, Jose. What's the order number?
06, A as in Apple.
Mm-hmm.
F as in Frank.
Mm-hmm.
21.
Mm-hmm.
E as in Eric.
Mm-hmm.
6.
Okay,
for Michael
thank you.
And Brooke.
Hold on just a second. You're the only tech I talked to today. I feel neglected.
Huh?
I said, you're the only tech that called in today.
Really?
Yeah. Really weird. I used to talk to a lot more of you. Especially in the daytime, but you're the only one. Michael Boozin?
Yes.
All right, is your address for him 447 Bergen Street, apartment 3R, Brooklyn, New York?
Yeah.
All right, how can I help you today, Jose, with this?
So I'm just calling because we were basically going to get to Home Depot. I believe he installed his original AC. However, it didn't fit. It was a little bit too small for the window, and it was defective from what he said.
Mm-hmm.
So he actually got another unit for us to install.
Mm-hmm.
But that one we won't be able to do because the outlet he needs is completely
mm-hmm.
different. He has the regular outlet, and he needs he basically needs an electrician to change it.
Okay.
He may not change the outlet, so he's probably just going to exchange that unit for one with the regular outlet. And I will be posting up the pictures of the outlet he needs and the one he has.
Okay. Are you trying to get a trip charge for this or something?
Yeah, basically.
Okay. I just need to know because I have to ask. Because I got to call the customer.
Okay.
Oh, 8-20-20, so I can notate that. I spoke with him that you weren't able to install it. Hold on just.
No problem. There you go.